Playing him, the first thing I sort of wanted to do was get down his vocal Midwest cadence. And I went up. His daughter, Diane, has set up through the family's fabulous museum in San Francisco that is so chock-a-block with interactive video. And I went up there on a day that it was closed, and they turned everything on for me. And I looked at and listened to every piece of footage and recorded tape that they had to come back with a kind of, oh, he has a, let me tell you a story about a young man from Kansas City who had a dream about mouse. I wanted to call him Mortimer, but Mrs. Disney felt that Mortimer was too long, people wouldn't get it, so she said, we'll name him Mickey. And so now I have a lot of listening to him telling sort of like a scripted story.
To the camera.
To the camera and also to the microphone. But there was a lot of very candid interviews that he was giving. And the first thing he says almost about every recollection that he ever did was how much money it made. And how much it was a disaster. So there's one great interview where a guy from Canada saying, well, of course, then you had the great masterpiece of perhaps all time with Pinocchio. He says, yeah, and here's what happened with Pinocchio. The war started, so we lost over 40% of our bookings. We couldn't play in Europe. So he's talking about this, you know, truly a masterpiece. It's all about whether or not the box office was able to live up to his expectations. Same thing with... get him going on, forgive me.
Fantasia,
get him going on that. And all he talks about is how much it cost and how much he didn't make it back and how it was a critical success but a financial failure.